recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is by Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, the rector at the St. Mary's Cathedral here in Portland.
I'd like to talk today about one of the precepts of the Church, and it's about our obligation to go to Holy Mass on Sundays and Holy Days of Obligation. Archbishop Sample lifted the dispensation that he'd placed during the COVID times. So as of last week, we're obliged now as Catholics, and I think everybody in the country is now, I think most dioceses have gone back and lifted the dispensations. We're obliged as Catholics, as we always were, to go to Mass on Sundays. Now, it's important, and I'm going to go some reasons why it's important to go to Mass on Sundays. There are many millions of reasons, but I'll give you 10. But first of all, just a little view of the state of practicing Catholicism in the United States. Statistics say that about 30% of all Catholics practice their faith by going to Mass on a regular basis. Only 30%. So imagine that. 70% of people that say they're a Catholic, I won't say identify as Catholic, but yeah, I could say that. 70% of them don't go to Mass at all. Or they go irregularly, you know, they go now and again, or they go just a couple of times a year. I was with a family the other night and they told me a joke, and I thought I'd heard all the Catholic sort of jokes or the priest jokes. And they said this, a guy goes up to his parish priest, he says, "You know, Father, I'm really fed up of coming to this church." He said, "Every time I come, I hear the same old hymn." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Jesus Christ is risen today." So he only goes at Easter, right? Yeah, it's a joke. So there are those Catholics, though, and I've known them back in my old parish, that you wouldn't see all year. You'd know who they were because they were related to some parishioners, but they would come just at Easter or Christmas or both. Perhaps Palm Sunday, because you get something, and Ash Wednesday. For all, you know, amazing amount of people that come to Ash Wednesday. Not a holy day of obligation, but people want to come and get the ashes. So they want to have the ashes on the forehead so they can go to work and tell everyone they're a great Catholic. And they only came that day. And they might come back at Easter. It's really quite appalling when you think about it. And could you imagine if that 70% of all the Catholics in this country, in this archdiocese, if they started coming back to Mass? Can you imagine what would happen? Well, we'd start building churches again. We'd start building schools again instead of closing them down. And they would be real leaven to the world, right? Because they're coming to Mass, and in these reasons I'm going to give you, they would grow in their faith, and they're more committed disciples of Jesus Christ, and then they would go out into the world and change the world. And that's what would happen. That's what does happen. That's what's happened from the beginning of the Church. But because they don't come, they miss out on all that. So we have these people that come, cultural Catholics that will come, that come to Mass, say, you know, for reasons that, well, we're Catholics, that's what we do on Sundays, you know. But they don't really get it. They don't understand why they're here, right? And then you have, others that will come because their parents threaten them, you know, something like that. Kids, you know, not for the right reasons. Some will come out of fear of hell, but not out of love of God. And that's why he wants us here, out of love and thanksgiving for the great many gifts he's given us. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says this: "The Sunday Eucharist is the foundation and confirmation of all Christian practice. For this reason, the faithful are obliged to participate in the Eucharist on days of obligation, unless excused for a serious reason: illness, the care of infants, the care of sick, etc. Those who deliberately fail in this obligation commit a grave sin." It's a grave sin to skip Holy Mass. And what happens in our lives is we don't come to Mass, we don't think about it, we don't care about the grave sin that we've brought upon ourselves. Next time we go to Holy Mass, receive Holy Communion unworthily, which is a sacrilege, which is another grave sin, and thus we go through life compounding grave sin upon sin. And we don't go to confession, of course, because we don't understand that either, that the Lord left us this way out of grave sin, which is the sacrament of reconciliation. The Church is, you know, Christ was not, Christ left us these sacraments to bring us to eternal life. You know, he doesn't give the sacraments for the fun of it. It's serious stuff. And that's why we've got to go to Mass. The first reason is this. In the middle of the Eucharistic prayer, in a moment, the priest stops, if you like, and he says, the mystery of faith. And you respond, we proclaim your death, O Lord, or another one of the responses. Right after the consecration, he pauses and says, the mystery of faith. And that refers to what has just happened, that when he pronounces those words of consecration, that bread and wine become the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. He is truly, substantially, really present on our altars. And that's the mystery of our faith. And it's called a mystery because we can't get our tiny little minds fully around it. We only know what the Lord has told us and what the constant teaching of the church is for 2,000 years. That truly is his body and blood. And if we get that, then we would never dream of not coming to Mass. And in fact, if we really get it, we start going to daily Mass. And if we really get it, our lives change. And that happens all the time. I started going to daily Mass once upon a time, and within the year I was in the seminary. It changed my life. And it will change your life. It changes all sorts of people's lives. Understanding what the Mass is about. That the Mass is the representation of the sacrifice of Calvary on our altars. That the priest is mediator between God and man, offers the sacrifice of Christ to the Father in reparation for our sins, for the sins of the people, and his own sins, of course. And that's what happens. So we're not just coming to a church service where we sing some hymns and go to coffee and donuts. We come and witness Calvary once more. That's what the Catholic Mass is. So we've got to see this from the supernatural point of view. And when you see it like that, it's the most important thing that happens in the world. It's the sacrifice on the altar to God the Father of the Son, represented again and again on our Catholic altars. That's why we go to Mass. That's the mystery of faith. We don't have a religion of myths. We have a religion of real historical events. Christ became a man. He suffered, he died, he was buried and rose again on the third day. And he left us this sacrament of his passion. Going to Mass builds the church, of course. As I say, if we all started participating at Holy Mass, things would change. There were lots of knock-on effects of that. Statistically, if you say that 70% suddenly started coming to Mass, we wouldn't have enough room in our pews, that's one. So we'd have to build some churches, perhaps. But statistically, if you look at that, there'd be more priests. There'd be more consecrated life. All the church would grow. Every aspect of the church would grow. If that 70% that is dormant, if it suddenly came to life, if we gave it sort of, the paddles, and we could bring that light back to life, the whole church would change. Going to Mass builds the family. I've seen this in many years of being a priest. The family that prays together stays together, in the words of Father Peyton. And it's true. Those families where mother and father and the children come to Mass, they keep the faith throughout their lives. They go to college and they practice their faith. And it starts with going to Mass together. Another reason is this. It is just worship due to God, right? We're not doing anybody any favors here, you know. Remember that parable about, you know, just doing your job. You're a useless servant. You're just doing what you're meant to do. Don't think you're doing anything special by going to Mass. It's duty to God that we do that. In fact, in the preface before the Eucharistic prayer, or part of the Eucharistic prayer, we say, you know, it is truly right and just. Is it our duty and our salvation to give you thanks, Lord? And the Eucharist is that, the thanksgiving to the Lord, and the sacrificial thanksgiving. So let us not think that we're doing something really good. I mean, it is good and infinitely good, but it is our duty. The Lord commands this from us. Thou shalt keep holy the Sabbath day, and for us Christians, it is to come around the Eucharistic altar and offer the sacrifice of Christ to the Father. When we come here, we hear the word of God, we hear sacred scripture, and we hear in a different way we hear it anywhere else. It is proclaimed to us. And the power of the Holy Spirit in this inspired word can move our hearts and souls, and it does often. We don't get that anywhere else. Coming to Mass strengthens us in our mission. By receiving Holy Communion, we go out into the world and we carry out our vocation, whatever that is. And this constant nourishment of the Eucharist in our lives allows us to carry on with our vocation, whatever that is, whether we're priest, consecrated, married, whatever that is, it is the Eucharist that sustains us in all this. Another reason is that Holy Spirit is present here in a different way is present anywhere else. The Holy Spirit is present when two or three are gathered in his name, in the Lord's name, of course. But now the Holy Spirit is present in the Word, is present in the sacrifice of the Mass, and present in the community as well. And those three, when they come together, obviously very powerful witness to the Holy Spirit. That cannot be done anywhere else. We come to Mass because we want to follow the commands of Almighty God and the commands of Jesus Christ. It's very important that we understand that. We don't come to Mass just out of fear as well. This is my final point here. It's all about love. We come to Mass at the end of the day because we love Christ. We love Jesus. And he said to us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And this is one of his commandments, that we come. And so if we truly love Christ, we never have a doubt that the Mass is the most important thing we can do as Catholics. It is the representation of Calvary. It is the sacrifice to the Father on behalf of the people by the mediator, which is the priest. And if we see the Mass like that, then there's no doubt that we would ever dream of not coming to Holy Mass.
And that is your homily highlight by Monsignor Gerard O'Connor from St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. It was such a wonderful homily. If you want to listen to that again or any of our great locally produced shows, well, they're all made into podcasts, and you can find all of those podcasts on our webpage at materdeiradio.com.